Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
One hour, 23 minutes away from the Kevin Herr rant of the day.
I think it's frightening that you have a countdown clock in the Sunbury Motors studio.
I think it's frightening some of your rants. All right, wrestling gets eliminated from the roster of the Olympics in 2020. Which once again spotlights the absolute regionalism of the sport and the lack of national world appeal. Cale Sanderson is very upset about this. We will have Ken Sherto on the show Friday to talk about this. And we can get your thoughts on it as well. Nick Farrow, Altoona Morning Call, beat writer, Philadelphia Eagles, joins us at 35. And Rich Scarcella is with us tomorrow. Ken Sherto, former Olympian, will talk about the wrestling issue on Friday.
Also have
Eric Hackenberg
on tomorrow, right?
Wednesday. Yes, fabulous.
And we should have actually a former wrestler from the Central Susquehanna Valley who is working out with Team USA in the next day or so. I'll give you more on that when we get it.
Well, it can't be uplifting for them, although at that point, I mean, we're talking 7 years from now.
It'd be interesting to see the perspective on it, yeah.
But that Olympic movement at the altar with which you worship is just cutting sports.
Thus the rant this afternoon.
I say this with all due respect to anybody who loves rhythmic gymnastics. Huh? That's in? Wrestling's out? Really? I don't want rhythmic gymnastics cut. I don't want any of them cut. I think they should be expanding. I think baseball should be in. Softball should be in. Golf should be in. An Olympic golf championship at a great country club.
Doesn't golf debut in 2016 in Rio?
Yeah, it might.
Well, it should have
debuted. It should have debuted in Atlanta at Augusta National. Now that would be an impact, right? Some country club in Sao Paulo doesn't exactly bring with it the same feel as Augusta National. Now let's have the Olympic event at Pebble Beach, or let's have it. I mean, London would have been great. Let's go to St. Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, golf will be back after more than a century of being out of the Olympics. It'll be back for 2016 in Rio.
Should be great. It should have been there the entire time. If tennis is in, golf should have been. I do not care if synchronized swimming is in. I don't want it out. I don't care if rhythmic gymnastics is in, but I don't want it out. Shouldn't be cutting sports from the Olympic movement. I mean, it just shouldn't be doing it. Softball never should have been cut. It was cut because of prejudice toward the United States.
Oh, it was cut because nobody could compete. That's why.
It was cut because of prejudice toward the United States.
That's what I mean. They felt nobody could compete with the U.S.
Well, fine. I mean, you know, nobody could compete with Soviet pair skaters for years. You know, you drop that. can't compete with biathletes from Finland. And I'm sorry, there just aren't any parts of the country where I need to cross-country ski and shoot for food.
Not much competition for China in badminton either, except in the Pacific Rim.
Exactly. I mean, just because a country is dominant in a sport doesn't mean you cut it. Who cares? A lot of sports where countries are great. Okay? Men's field hockey. Okay? India, Pakistan. They're the best. They're the best. 1-800-795-9565. It's the Hilshers General Store Hotline, and Matthew from Williamsport is there.
Good afternoon. I want to agree with what you're saying. I'm not a big wrestling fan, but the fact that they're taking out a sport that has a clear, mostly a clear winner versus gymnastics, which is a sport that is judged. If they're going to get rid of sports, get rid of sports that are judged versus sports that have a score or a first-place finish, second-place finish versus a number score. That's what I don't like about the Olympics is a lot of those sports in the gymnastics realm are judged, and I don't think that's fair.
In fact, two of the more popular sports in the Olympic movement are gymnastics and figure skating. They're both
Correct.
Judged sports, and we've
Correct.
Seen judgments over the years that have been absolutely puzzling. Especially when it was really Eastern Bloc versus Western Hemisphere.
Right.
They shouldn't be... Please, Matthew, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I don't have any desire to watch rhythmic gymnastics. None. Synchronized swimming, none. But I don't want them dropped either. I think you have people that work hard to get there, and they should have their opportunity in front of a crowd to compete for a medal since it is a medal sport. So I am not for dropping sports, and I think the wrestling decision is ridiculous.
I agree. And we know that there have been some issues with referees in wrestling as well. I mean, with the Kolad incident, when I guess it was the Iranian wrestler that they had to go back and re-wrestle or judge, you know, so there has been issues with wrestling as well, but nothing like you said in gymnastics and in figure skating, where it's 100% judged by what people think, and as opposed to a swimming event or a track and field where it's who can throw the furthest and who can run the fastest or whatever, and you have a clear winner.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to watch something where the Russian girl falls three times and she has a gold.
I agree. I mean, that's right.
yep.
That's right. So,
it was an outrage.
And some girl. And some girl from Belgium goes through and bang, 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 and they give her a bronze.
Yep. So, I mean, that's my take on it. Is keep the sports that you can have a clear winner versus sports that are judged that you're going to get rid of anything.
I understand what you're saying. I don't want anything dropped. Thanks, Matthew.
That's true. I agree with that as well.
Yep. Bye. Thanks, Matthew. I don't know why they felt compelled they had to drop it. But again, this is your ilk we're talking about here, so maybe you can explain it.
At 4:40, I will go into great detail. You have now
great detail.
You've now previewed the rant, and I'll tell you what I think. Say. What sport I think will be added, and why.
I don't think any of them should be dropped. I
agree.
The Olympic Games should be as much an all-encompassing sports festival as you can find. There's certain sports for you. I mean, Roger Goodell brought up the lunacy of, now, how about we have Olympic football, please?
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Let's not go there. But basketball, hockey, I mean, I've heard people, I don't want the... I always laugh when I hear that, you know, we shouldn't be sending our professionals. What, just because we're good at it? I mean, is it required that in the world that the United States, when it's good at something, should now play with one hand tied behind its back?
Well, you can blame, if you want to point the finger blame, you can blame the Soviets for that, because really, they were the ones that created professional amateur athletes. I mean, technically, they were amateur athletes in status, but really, they were pros in their sport, in their country.
Kevin,
so why not use the professionals?
Kevin, there shouldn't be any amateur athletes. Okay.
Well, it's too hard to be an amateur athlete and make a living.
I mean, you have to, you know, people, if they have a skill, should be able to take their skill and use it for their benefit. Okay? Instead of, I have a skill, but I have to work over here at Wendy's to make sure that, you know, I can then show my skill to the world. I mean, that's absurd. It's absurd. You know, I want somebody who's a great decathlete being able to work on the decathlon and make money from meets in the decathlon and so forth so that they can use that as their profession because that's what they're good at, right? Instead of trying to work on the side as a decathlete and then work over at a sheet metal fabrication shop where they're just not really interested and whatever, okay? I always found that argument to be lunacy. Always have, you know. The purity of purity of what? Right? Guess what? If we can, you know, if they can go over and they can send, if Usain Bolt is allowed to be sent by Jamaica, the United States can send LeBron James to play basketball. Please, on the road, Frank, two hands on the wheel, my man.
Okay, simply opinion of professional sports versus Olympics. Olympics are deep-seated historical events, and you need to start there. The world has changed, and professional athletes have made their living doing professional athletic abilities and competitions and sports, and the entire arena and people and money. I think there is a line of amateur, and the guy who does go out and flip burgers, and the guy who does go make a living on the side, which makes it far more interesting than the professional athlete who trains 365 days a year and gets sponsorships and all kinds of things. The guy who goes out, who does skiing, which I enjoy, who does shoot, didn't have to do marksmanship. It doesn't seem very practical, but that there's a skill. And it dates back to historical Olympics. But to take and to condemn someone who has to go and do a job on the side to make ends meet to go out and buy the equipment, there's really clearly two distinct categories of people who are competing. And I flipped several jobs. I'm a musician as well. I love sports. I bowl. Mm-hmm. And I'm good at bowling. Can I compete? Maybe if I practiced harder, but I'm not going to raise a family, completely dedicated to a sport. Interesting perspective. So, and I would like to hear you again about the golf. Was that dropped from the Olympics?
Added in 2016.
Yeah, it was dropped in the early 1900s. But it was a possibility then, but it was added now. You're talking about one sport that was an exhibition, I believe, in Seoul in '88, and that was bowling.
Okay,
bowling should be in the Olympics too, in my opinion.
Should be a winter sport though.
Well, here's a general opinion about golf. When I hear golf in general, I think of corporations. You know, the big. It cost to keeping greens, and you were mentioning Pebble Beach and these great greens that are around the world. There is money involved in that. So I don't find that any different than sending. I just find that a corporate-tainted entity. So there's my opinion. Spin on it.
Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate your call and your perspective very much. I just feel that when you look at the Olympics, a country should be able to send their best, regardless of pay grade.
No, I agree with that. I never disagreed with that.
I think it's the Olympic Games, and I think you should be able to, regardless of pay grade, send whomever you perceive to be your best.
The definition of a professional is not always the same in every country.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And but I also don't think the United States should constantly, we should do it this way because we're the United States and we're big and we're powerful. And so we could go with one arm tied behind her. No.
But the only reason that's said is for people that remember 1980. No. You listen to this. And this is true to me. The only reason people say that is because of 1980. That's the only reason. If they never win the gold medal there, you would never hear, maybe we should have the amateurs come back. Did it make it a little more special? Yeah, I think you could arguably say that, sure.
Oh, I mean, that's the greatest upset I've ever seen, but you can't just keep going in and say, okay. I mean, I think of basketball in 1972, those, you know, the United States send college players to Munich. And officials gave the Soviet Union three chances to win the game. You know, twice the United States ran off the court with their arms in the air. No, got to go back. Absurd. Fine. All right. So instead of sending college kids, here, deal with LeBron James.
Good luck with that.
Hey, I'm sorry, but that's our best. Now, here's a clue for you. You want to get better? Face the best. It's not like the pros have not won all the time. In 2004, the United States took bronze in Athens.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. I'm not happy at all about the wrestling decision. Kevin appears to be ecstatic about it.
No. You are absolutely misinterpreting everything on that one. Negative. I agree with you. I don't like removing any sports. But for some reason, the Olympics don't like to add sports unless they take some away.
Could be from a management point of view. I don't know. Well, we welcome everyone back. Pilcher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. Located on Routes 11 and 15, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. And the Sunbury Motors Studios, where I reside. Sunbury Motors is located at 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles for a little bit. But before we get to that, let's go to Steve in Lewisburg. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick question or a comment. Piggybacking on comments made earlier regarding sports and Olympics, where judging is a part of it versus sports where there is no judging. Comment is this. There are very few sports where there is not some subjectivity and judging going on. For example, basketball. It's not figure skating. It's not gymnastics. However, throughout the course of the game, there are judges throughout in the form of the officials. Is it a charge? Is it blocking? Right. So if you're going to throw out figure skating, if you're going to throw out gymnastics, that's a slippery slope.
Before you go, wait a minute. Who said that they should throw them out?
That was my impression of what the caller was.
Oh, what the caller said, no. I mean, yeah. My point was those are the single most popular sports. Ironically, they're judge sports, and the judging adds to the intrigue of it. But I think he advocated, I believe, throwing them out because they were judged. We don't advocate throwing any sport out.
No. Neither do I. I think it's almost been unanimous where I don't think anybody's advocating for reducing the number of sports. Simply called to comment on that point that he was making, and even wrestling for that matter. Obviously, there are some calls which are always debatable.
All right. You're correct. Hey, I think you made great. Steve made great points. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in and talk about this and more, we'll take that as a anti-Olympic call on that last one. making a statement. Nick Farrow is the beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles for the Allentown Morning Call. Nick, welcome. Michael Vick gets back, 1 year contract. Is this something where Vick and Chip Kelly fit together well?
I think what happened was, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because I'm not really sure why he did this, but what happened was he just looked around at the quarterbacks, at his options at quarterback for this coming year, which would be the guys he has on his roster now, possibly drafting somebody, but there doesn't seem to be anybody in the draft that would be a super franchise quarterback that you could say could step in right away like some of these guys did last year. I don't know that any of these guys project to be top three or top four picks. And the Eagles own that top four pick. And then you're looking at guys that could be out there in free agency or through trade. The most notable names, Alex Smith from San Francisco and maybe Matt Flynn from Seattle. And he felt like, I don't know why, but he felt like Michael Vick and going forward with Michael Vick and Nick Foles in an open competition would be the best way to do things. But that said, I don't know that they're going to go to even going to training camp like this. If they go through these mini camps and they decide they want to go another direction, they're actually going to have a mini camp before the draft because new coach. Anytime a new coach takes over, he's allowed to do that. So they might just decide that they will go a direction. This big contract, basically, him reworking the deal is just. It just extends their deadline is what they're thinking, and it allows them to examine him further. So, really, it was a no-brainer what they did. It makes him a lot more appealing in a trade if they wanted to do something that way too. So, this is really no guarantee at all, and this is just really them saying we're just not going to cut ties with Vic yet. Let's see what he's got, and it really can't hurt to do that.
I think the thought process had been if there were a couple of teams out there that would have an interest in Michael Vick would be obviously Andy out in Kansas City, maybe the Buffalo Bills. Is that what you've heard?
Right. And I guess the talk about him going to the Jets has maybe died down a little, even though Marty Morningweg's over there as the offensive coordinator now. He's been with the Eagles, obviously, for the last few years for a good bit amount under Andy Reid. Michael Vick will get a job, whether he's with the Eagles or not. He'll get a job somewhere. It might not be as a starter, but he'll get a job somewhere. And so, really looking at it, what they did, this is just a way of them keeping him around to see if he has any value, and if he does have some kind of if he does show something to the coach, and to the staff that he can play. Well, maybe they even keep him as the starter, but that's still a long ways away. And so, I think what they did, and I think what Michael did, I think it worked out for him too, because he obviously wasn't going to get that kind of money that he was getting from the Eagles in the previous deal on the free agent market. So this may be, if they did want to change directions and get involved with him around the teams, they could sell some.
We know that Chip Kelly, based on what he did at Oregon, values speed in two ways. He values speed such as Jackson, Macklin, McCoy, Vic. He also values speed in terms of the pace that you play. Do you like the fit in terms of the athletes, and do you have questions about the fit in terms of about the pace?
Well, yeah, I think that they have the offensive players in place, I think, for that. As a matter of fact, even Vic would be, I think, better suited for a real fast-paced, no-huddle type of an offense. And I don't know that any of these guys are really ready he's going to be bringing, but I think they have the skill sets for that. They, as you know, what they've done with the last couple of years with the former offensive line coach, Howard Mudd, they went for more athletic linemen, guys that are not necessarily that big but can move, and this is what they're left with. And I think that because they built that offensive line that way, these guys are going to be in great condition. Even Jason Peters, who is a bigger guy, a 340-pound guy, will come back stronger, I believe, and ready to go off that Achilles tear. They obviously have some athletes, DeSean Jackson, who will be getting the ball a lot more, maybe not necessarily
you know, over the middle or slants or deep down the field, but in reverses, in running game and in screens. And he's been told he's going to get the ball more, which is really what you need to do to have this team score. And they have guys that can run down the field. They have some pretty decent tight ends. They'll probably get an upgrade, go for an upgrade there too. I would think that they'll draft the tight end this year. But they have some players in place now that a really good mix of receivers and running backs, a bunch of running backs that I think can make this offense work right away.
Now, when you look at the state of the Eagles, when it gets to the draft, what will be the priorities, Nick, 1, 2, and 3? Because no doubt what makes the fans excited is if they get an offensive player, but that's best for the football team. So what's for this football team?
Yeah, my feeling is they're going to go two ways, go offensive line or, you know, maybe a linebacker. And the Eagles haven't drafted a linebacker in the first round since the 1970s. Dick Vermeil was the coach. You're going back a long ways, but they're going to need linebackers with the defense that they're going to want to play here. They might not necessarily go to a 3-4, but they're going to have some kind of a hybrid. They're going to have an alignment out there on downs where there's going to be four linebackers on the field, and they simply don't have enough right now. And if they can get a good pass rushing a linebacker / defensive end, I think that's the way they'll go. I certainly think that they'll address that position high. Maybe they won't take that with their first pick. Their first pick is number 4, and my sense is that they won't even stay there. They'll end up trading down. They'll trade quality for quantity there because they need some more picks. They feel if they're going to have to redo this defense and get some guys that can fit into a little bit more of a 3-4. And so, but if they stay where they're at, I really think that they could go for one of those big offensive linemen that's out there. That would be your best value, I think, at this point. There's no quarterback they're going to go for in the fourth pick. And, you know, there's no tight end. You really just go out and eliminate the positions that they won't go for. There's no tight end. They could go D-back, too. They could go quarterback.
The next part of this is they're not parting ways with Michael Vick. Whom might they part ways with?
It could be either one. It could be Nick Foles, too. And we haven't even figured Trent Edwards in yet. I guess he just figures that right now he's still under contract. He was the number 3 quarterback last year, and I guess that's what he would be this year. He believes he's going to have a shot to start somewhere if he could go somewhere else, but that's to be determined. You're talking about other positions or just quarterback?
Other positions.
Oh, there's a ton. As you know, they've already released Demetrius Bell in the offensive line. I don't see some of these offensive linemen coming back. King Dunlap, I don't see him being back. I don't see Nnamdi Asamoah being back with the money that he's making, unless he agrees to a restructured deal. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, he could be gone. He was the other starting cornerback. I'm not sure what to make of Nate Allen. The strong safety who lost his job toward the end of the season. Kirk Coleman, not really a starting quality. I don't believe a starting quality safety, but I think he sticks with the team because of what he can do on special teams. And the linebackers, it's been in a state of flux basically almost since Andy Reid took over in 1999, and I don't really see that changing this year. I'm not sure if, I'm pretty sure D'Amico Ryans is coming back, but he has a big number on his contract. I'm thinking that they're working behind the scenes now to try to get him to take a cut. And even that's not a certain. And I don't know that any of the linebackers are certainty to come back, except for the rookie, of course, that they had last year. So, on the defensive line, Mike Patterson is probably gone. We've probably seen the last of him. And I would say that Colin Jenkins, who's the other starting defensive tackle, he's 50-50 to be back. They're going to have some. I would say that they'll have
minimum of 15 new players out of the 50, out of the 53 on the roster this year.
When you hire somebody who's going to be your head coach, you would like to see it at least initially be a bang with the fans. It's safe to say the Eagles were probably the only ones that got that out of their coaching search.
Yeah, it's a hit so far. I mean, I think the fans are behind Chip Kelly. They like the fact that he's a little bit outside of the box thinker, but that won't last very long if they start losing.
We talked about that, Nick. We thought by halftime of the first preseason game might be the turn.
Well, he could get away with that in the preseason, but once they start losing games in the regular season, and with him going for it on fourth down and going for 2 points, you know, after the first touchdown, and not making it, and them losing because of that. Well, that'll. I think he gets a 1 year grace period. But if they don't start winning in 2014 with the way he coaches, you'll see a revolt.
Right. It's Philadelphia. You know, you've been there. You understand.
Yeah,
you
I think it would happen anywhere, though. I mean, I don't even think it's necessarily Philadelphia. I mean, he goes to New York and tries his stuff. He goes to Kansas City, tries anywhere. You know, Denver, anywhere, these people are going to revolt. I don't know why they haven't thrown John Fox to town, by the way, in Denver. Imagine if that would have happened in Philly. But, yeah, I think it's in certain circumstances that either they've taken a big risk hiring Chip Kelly, but they feel that the reward is there, too. The man has never coached in the NFL before, and a bunch of the guys that he's just hired haven't coached in the NFL before, too. And they're trying to put together kind of a hybrid staff here. And they seem like they get along pretty well. We just were down there yesterday talking to all of them. They had all of them available to us. And they seem like they've been together for 20 years when most of them haven't even met each other until that day. So I don't know. I get mixed feelings about how this thing is going to work for Chip Kelly, but this is the path that they've chosen, and now they have the sports science coordinator in here, too. They hired a Navy SEAL trainer to get these guys ready. It's going to be interesting. That's one thing for sure. I don't know how they're going to be on the field, how many wins they're going to have, but it's really going to be a real interesting next 7 months or so leading up to the regular season. And then once the regular season starts, too, it's going to be a very interesting 12 months until we get to this point next year. To see what direction he takes his team in.
Yeah, in terms of the public relations part, how have you felt Chip Kelly has handled the media and handled the public relations part to at least get people off to a good start with him?
It's strange about that. Yes, you know, it seems like Chip Kelly, I think you can tell from looking at him in the press conferences that he knows how to work a room. You know, he can make these jokes. A couple of jokes that he made yesterday about his offensive coordinator. The reason why he hired him was because he moved way up in the stock when Shermer said he would take credit for all the bad plays being called. and then he didn't say it as funny as I did. But I didn't say it as funny as he did, rather. But, yeah, he was pretty funny when he said it. And also when he hired the science coordinator, he was saying that everyone wants to know what this guy's going to do. His name is exactly what he's going to do. And Chip Kelly is like, well, you know, we're not going to be invading any foreign countries. he really knows how to work a room a lot better than Andy. But on the other hand, behind the scenes, he's not quite as I think he's quite as polished or really I think he's really maybe a little more shy than Andy was. Andy would meet us in the hallway, you know, off the cameras, away from the cameras, and give us some stuff that we might need. Chip hasn't done that yet. He's only been around for a couple weeks now, so it's hard to say. But I think the reason why he did what he did, as far as just having one press conference and not announcing any of their coaching hires until every one of the guys had been hired, when everybody in the world knew who was coming in, I think that speaks to his wariness of the media, and I think he was spooked that first day. And I don't think he's really used to this kind of a huge gathering for every little thing that his football team does, like the Eagles. They didn't have that at Oregon. And so I think that we're going to see less and less of him, less of him than we did of Andy, if you can believe that.
We'll all find out. That's interesting. Nick, an absolute pleasure. I hope this is the first of many times we get to talk to you.
Sure, anytime.
Nick Farrow. From the Allentown Morning Call, Eagles beat writer. Okay, we'll come back, discuss Olympic wrestling in a moment, and much more as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout and make your deal today, because these cars could be at an auction tomorrow, like a 2012 Hyundai Elantra 4-door sedan GLS, our lowest price promise, $15,943. Just arrived. A 2005 Nissan Maxima 4-door 6 3.5 SE, only $11,788. Beautiful Ford Mustang Premium Mach 1, just $15,997. 2011 Ford F-150 regular cab, $17,995. And a 2012 Hyundai Veloster 3-door coupe with black interior and under 7,000 miles, just $17,999. Come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Shimock's Furniture in Coltmont has been making life wonderful since 1915. How? By selling quality name-brand furniture at the best prices anywhere. Names like Lane, Serta, Klausner, Chromecraft, and more. There's a huge selection of living rooms, bedrooms, recliners, mattresses, and all the accessories. Plus, at Shimock's, you never have to worry about paying too much for your furniture. Bring in the lowest price from any competitor, and Shimock's will beat it. Enjoy free financing for the first year, too. Remember, there's always free delivery, setup, and removal of your old furniture. Life is wonderful when you shop for your new furniture at Shimock's Furniture. Life is wonderful at Shimock's Furniture on Route 61 in Coltmont, selling happiness since 1915.
National Football League, by the way, wouldn't mind moving the Super Bowl to Saturday if weather's a potential problem on Sunday next year.
I read that.
1.6 billion dollars, you couldn't afford a roof? All right.
I figured that was going to be your next comment, too.
Seriously. I'm putting a roof on that place. I don't get it. They've eliminated themselves from so many different things by not doing it.
Could it be because it costs more to build something in that part of the country? Just asking.
No.
I mean, the cost of living is more expensive there.
Wrestling is out of the Olympics. Kevin says he wants more rhythm gymnastics.
No, I did not.
Hey, this is right up your alley. This is the sports altar that you worship at. And they took wrestling today and went, boom, off the grid.